3 weeks old, and both she and her mom had settled into the routine of commuting together. It was a Friday afternoon, and they were going home on the 5:55 coach, thundering through the Lincoln Tunnel from New York City to Hoboken, New Jersey. Her mom looked exhausted. Natalie studied the face tilted toward her on the headrest. It was a pretty face. Prettier than mine, she thought. But there were little lines at the corners of her mother's eyes and mouth. Care lines. Worry lines. Natalie said, "Hard day, Mom?" Eyes still closed, her mom smiled and nodded. The editorial department met all day with the marketing department. All day. Natalie asked, "How come?" When her dad died, Natalie had decided she needed to talk to her mom more. Sometimes she pretended to be interested in her mom's work at the publishing company even when she wasn't, like now. Her mom said, "Well, the marketing people keep track of what kinds of books kids and parents and teachers are buying. Then they tell us, and we're supposed to make more books like the ones they think people will buy." Natalie said, "Makes sense. So what kinds of books do they want you to make?" Hannah Nelson lifted her head off the seat back and turned toward Natalie. "Here's the summary of a 6-hour meeting. Ready?" Natalie nodded.